It's about two Iowa farm women trying to survive the Great Depression. And they're each other's closest neighbors and have to depend on each other to get through their hardships, but they're also about as different as possible, and that causes them problems.
There is some mention at one point of Des Moines being a long distance away, but you never really say, I don't think, in the book where it's set. Did you say it, or did I miss it someplace?
No, I didn't. For me, mentally, it takes place in central Iowa. It's based on my great-grandma's journal, based in part on that journal, and her farm is actually in south central Iowa. But I wanted to keep it open, actually. I had a reader in North Dakota that said when she read the book that it was just like home for her, that landscape, and which is exactly what I wanted. It's the landscape that's more important to me than the actual place name.
And you are descended from four generations of Iowa farmers. You've mentioned this journal that you found from 1880, written by your great-grandmother, and that was part of the inspiration for this book?
Yeah, and I didn't find it until I was in my 20s, and it's very short. It's only about 15 pages. My great-grandmother didn't start writing it up until she was 70, and the only, no one in my family would have ever had much time to actually keep a journal. So she only started doing it after her husband died, and she kind of had reason to just talk about her life and kind of figure out why her husband was taken away from her, basically.
Well, it's so neat that you found that time capsule. Talk a little more about the journal, how you came across it.
I'm trying to remember correctly. I'm pretty sure that my mother gave it to me. You might be interested in this, she said. And I was like, of course I was. From the very first sentences, it's really heartbreaking. She says, I don't know if anyone else will care about our life, but here it is. There's a lot of summary in the piece, but throughout there's this kind of sense of loss, because I think the loss of her husband is so much on her mind that it kind of infects every single word. And I don't know, it just stayed with me. It was more emotional piece than I'd heard from anyone in my family, who are somewhat more restricted in their emotions. So I started writing a voice and Adina based on that journal, and it just worked. And Adina's voice is different from my great-grandmother's voice, but I don't know, it just really started a story, and I kept going with it.
The book does cover many decades, starting about a century ago. Did you put a lot of effort into making it accurate as far as the droughts and the harsh winters and things like that as you're riding along? Were those lining up with what's in real events?
Yeah. I try to track the actual weather during those time periods. It gets there's some slippage, but mostly I try to. There's some weird things in the journal. There's a meteorite falls in the journal. And I did research, and there wasn't any meteorite or any indication of any meteorites. And my great-grandmother says, it burned all the fields. It broke glass in windows for miles around. And so I was like, well, I can't use this. This obviously didn't happen, but it kept coming back to me. So I did decide to use it. But it's actually told from the point of view of my other narrator, Mary, who's a religious fanatic and somewhat delusional, so I could get away with it that way.
Okay, yeah, I remember that in the book. It was kind of, it never really was explained, because I guess at that time they didn't really know what caused it.
They didn't know what caused it. And I think my great-grandmother did. She said it was a meteorite, but I try to leave it more questionable, because I think that was probably just a rumor.
Huh, interesting. Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes out. I know you're going to be doing the book tour through, Ames, Iowa City, Oskaloosa, Des Moines. So you're hitting quite a few Iowa cities in the next week or two.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'm going to be all over the place.
Is there a website you recommend folks go to learn a little more?
Yeah, www.michellehoover.net. And my great-grandma's journal is on there, a lot of family photographs, the entire author tour is on there, just a lot of info, and I have a blog about the writing process and the publication process as well. So people might find that interesting.